Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's our buddy Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello. Is that a Tua Tagovailoa cloud out there? Is that what that is, Andy? That you were looking?
I think so. I'm looking. Oh, Mike. No, it's a Baker Mayfield cloud.
Or is it?
I just saw one of those.
Well, you said a dolphin cloud, so I was confused.
Thanks for following along.
There's that high education
was,
paying off again.
This was a cloud that was going into the end zone scoring a touchdown, so that's why I said it was a Baker Mayfield cloud.
Ah,
thank you.
If you had gone, well, it just got kicked off by one of five other clouds in OTAs, then we would have been on to something.
No, that's the Vinny Testaverde cloud that I can see. That's two clouds over.
All right, that's enough. Now we're going to start to get to Todd Wilcox humor before too long.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Happy Wednesday afternoon. How is everyone?
We're good, Chris. We're very good. We're better than Max Scherzer, who seems quite annoyed.
Yeah. Am I the only one who thought that was good for baseball last night?
I did. Yeah, I did too. Scherzer went nuts. He was checked like three times.
Yeah, and he got – listen, he was perturbed like the first time they did it. Like, I think I tweeted out that it looked like me when I forget my TSA pre-check number and have to go through regular security. Like, you're like, okay, I'll take my computer out. I'll take my shoes off. You know, like it was one of those.
Yeah.
And then he got checked a second time, which all starting pitchers have to get checked twice as long as they stay in the game that long. And then Joe Girardi asked for it. And that's where he lost his you-know-what. And I get it because, you know, I guarantee you that in the next week or so, they're going to change the rule and say because umpires are doing a mandatory check that managers can't check. They can't. And even Davey Martinez, the Nationals skipper, came out and said, yeah, I don't want that on my plate anymore. They're doing a good job of checking, guys. I don't want to get in the middle of it. So I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I just think pitchers are just going to have to strip on the mound.
Well, Sergio Romo was close. They were playing that Magic Mike music. They were getting close. Did you see that some adult website just offered a half dozen pitchers, including Scherzer and Romo, $100,000 to, like, drop their pants on an X-rated sex show or something online? Like, first of all, cute little idea. Maybe they're not aware, but Max Scherzer signed for $215 million. So I don't think he's going to be dropping trout for $100,000, but I could be wrong. Like, maybe they should consult with somebody from the baseball world before they're offering, you know, that type of money, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, geez, if they offer Baskin that, he's already out the door, you know?
Are you kidding? $15, yeah. I'm out the door, man. And I'll wear underwear with their website on it. I don't care.
Goodness gracious.
They're not interested in that part, by the way.
More than we need.
And, well, hopefully that if you're on staff for this website, hopefully they're offering a money back guarantee.
Oh man.
All right, so
that's
Chris,
it, man, throwing my corduroy jacket
away. Does this calm down a little, or is this going to be standard operating procedure?
So I think like for a week. Until every pitcher gets checked. And let's point this out. Two things. Most of the pitchers have been okay with it. They understand what's coming. The teams have talked to them. They've told them, hey, no big deal. Let's roll. Let's do it. The other point of this is that the umpires have done a great job. Like, not one of the umps last night in the Nationals game or with Sergio Romo got confrontational. They understand that it's something new to these guys, screws up their routine, all that sort of stuff. But with that being said, it's going to take for everybody to kind of go through it once to get it out of their system. Now, watch tonight our old friend Trevor Bauer, who has been at the center of this controversy for 4 years now. He pitches for the first time since they implemented stricter restrictions, right? Watch right. what he does when he gets checked out. I wouldn't put it past him to, no joke, have a camera with him in his back pocket, because, you know, he puts out his blog on his Momentum website. It wouldn't surprise me if he does that. It wouldn't surprise me if he's wearing something with his Momentum logo and lifts up his shirt to show the world. Like, the whole bit. He is a baseball marketing savant. So look for that tonight in the Dodgers-Padres game.
Yeah, I'm just – like, how would you – what kind of camera? Like, how would you do that?
Well, they've got really small cameras. Now, I wouldn't suggest carrying a camera with you on the field. But,
right.
you know, they've got small enough cameras that work. I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, he's had a lot of time to think about this. He's not going to let the opportunity get past him. And by the way, I'll be watching. I'll be seeing what he's doing in the first inning when they check him. There and they go. Better not go to break.
Oh.
That's really
Would you put
really
it past
true.
Him to go to break or no?
Yeah, that's really true.
So,
Chris Rose joining us.
To go to break.
What's that, Andy?
I said I wouldn't put it past him to go to break. Like, I was watching the Indians game the other night, and I was looking for more of that. They're supposed to do it during the break?
Yeah.
That's when they're supposed to do it?
So what happens is they're going to check after the starting pitcher is done for an inning or after a reliever is done with his performance. And starters, they have to check twice as long as he stays in the game long enough. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise – listen, baseball should soak up this attention in a second. They really should. Now, it's screwed up that they did this midstream. I think it's awful. And the guy who made that point was Tyler Glasnow, who's one of the six co-hosts on the Rose Rotation. I'm actually taping an episode with him tomorrow for the first time since his injury. He's very honest. He's very bright. It's going to drop on Friday. We'll see if he regrets anything that he said after incurring the injury.
Chris, do you think, and we were talking about this, I don't know if we talked about it last week, and again, you totally make sense when you're saying, why are we doing this in the middle of the season? I'm trying to think of the remedy so when you move forward that we don't have to worry about this kind of stuff anymore. Would it just be easier for Major League Baseball to allow more substances for pitchers to be able to get a better grip on the ball, like rosin, and have legal substances that would be allowed that no one would argue about?
Yes. Yeah, this could have been done years and years ago, but neither side gave enough of a damn to sit down and talk about that, hey, this is going the wrong direction. Like, let's stop it now. So, yes, in Japan, they play with a tacky baseball. So if they got it over there, we can't figure out a system, you know, where there's an agreed-upon substance. Very few hitters are going to have any problem. I've told this to you umpteen times. Very few hitters are going to have a problem with them putting something on a baseball that makes it tacky. Doesn't change the spin rate. And that was Scherzer's point last night. He said, I threw a ball last night that I lost. It was 95-mile-an-hour fastball that could have hit Alec Boehm in the face. He's like, that's not what I want to do. That's why I was putting my hands through my hair, because it was the only sweaty part of my body where I could combine sweat and rosin, which is legal, to get some sort of grip on the baseball. And I didn't feel comfortable with it. So, guys, let's figure out something that we can put on the baseball. It's not that hard.
I would agree with you. Indian starting rotation at the beginning of the season had five guys in it, none of whom are in the rotation right now,
right.
Chris. How they're still managing to stay very competitive. I wouldn't say, you know, top of the division, top of the league competitive, but still very competitive. Can that last?
It's going to be hard. I mean, they don't for instance, the New York Mets have incurred a lot of the same health issues, if not more, than the Indians, believe it or not. And they've stayed atop their division. You know, their payroll's what, 3.5 times what the Indians is. I don't know if the Indians can sustain this. It's just, first of all, I'll give the team a hell of a shout out. You know, I've been critical of the way they've constructed this team. The one thing I guess I didn't measure enough was how hard they play and how great Terry Francona and his staff are and how good these guys are in terms of just putting all the BS aside, low expectations, low payroll, massive injuries, not a good offense, et cetera, et cetera. And they've played, I don't know how they're 9 games above 500. Like, I look at them, I'm like, how? So it's great for them. It's going to be tough to keep going. But the White Sox have hit a major slide, so that has certainly helped out.
Is there a free agent pitcher out there, or is there somebody that you might have your eye on for the Indians that you was like, hey, maybe this guy can – I know there was a whole Bartolo Colon thing last week, but, I mean, how do you fix where they are right now? And, talk about solutions, is there a solution for the Indians? And is there anybody maybe you could – I don't know, hit me on that you would say, that might not be a bad fit
if the Indians go out. Yeah, it depends. Do they want to pay for it or not? I mean, I'm not talking about free agent pitchers. That stuff rarely works. So you'd have to trade. And there are a bunch of teams that are already out of contention. You know, you go look at the Texas Rangers. Kyle Gibson has been great for them this year. But he makes, you know, $7 million a season. I think that he's... So if you pick up his contract midway through, that's, you know, three and a half plus, you know, but he'll give you innings as long as he stays healthy, which he always hasn't. But it's guys like that you're going to be looking at. And you probably won't have to give up much for guys that are near the end of contracts, stuff like that. I mean, do you want Jonathan Gray from the Rockies? I don't know. Those are the types of guys you'd be looking at.
Jonathan Gray is a guy who's always had so much potential, Chris, and it just hasn't clicked consistently out there in Colorado. I think he'd be really interesting. But you're right. You got to give up something, and then you got to pay him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what their budget is. I can't imagine it's very large. They saved a substantial amount of money since last season and said that, you know, now that they're opening the ballpark all the way, maybe they're willing to dive a little deeper into their pockets. I don't know. That's where Chris Antonetti has to get in front of a microphone and kind of let us know where they stand as an organization. Because, you know, when he talked a month ago or so, he said, listen, it's going to take us years to dig out of the financial hole we were put in because of the pandemic. It makes me think that they won't be adding substantial payroll at the deadline. But who knows? Maybe that thought process has changed.
Last thing, Bobby Bradley, legit?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this, his at-bats look better, and I think that's what you have to look at. In this sport, yes, at the end of the day, it's about production, but is he looking better? And I think he hit an 0-2 homer the other night, didn't he? And off the Cubs, it was
Chicago.
0-2.
Yeah, took it to the opposite field.
Yeah, and that's when you know a guy's making progress, you know, when he's not a 3 or 4, you know, pitch strikeout. So, you know, we talked about it. He should have been up here months ago. But maybe that little bit of time in the minors helped him see the ball a little bit more. Let's remember, he didn't play in a freaking game last year. He was at the alternate site. There's a big difference between seeing alternate site pitching and actually playing in a game. So maybe that's what they were doing. More likely it was like, let's give Jake Bowers one last shot before we admit that we screwed up the trade.
It didn't work. What's up on the rotation?
So just dropped a bonus episode today. We don't drop them on Wednesdays, but we did. And I'll tell you this, for people that don't know Alex Verdugo, a young kid that was drafted by the Dodgers, was the centerpiece of the Mookie Betts deal to Boston. He's the guy, actually, I wanted the Indians to get if there was a Frankie Lindor deal to be made before last season.
Yeah.
And he's really good. He's very funny, and he wants to be Shohei Ohtani-ish. I'll just tell you that. He was the top two-way player, meaning hitting, pitching, coming out of high school, the year of his draft, and he thinks he can do it in the major league. So it's interesting. Glasnow will be coming out on Friday. That'll be very interesting because we haven't heard from him publicly since that first blow-up he had. So we'll see where he is emotionally and if things have changed in his mind at all.
Awesome. Chris, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Always, guys. Appreciate it. Say hi to the Tua Tagovailoa interception cloud in the sky.
You got it. Get off my cloud, man. Get out of here. See you.
Ha! That was funny. First funny thing you said in like 6 years. Good job, Baskin.
Okay. We'll see you, Rose.
Chris
Bye, guys.
Rose. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.